Tonight we have a different schedule than the usual because we have some a gazette, and the next time we will have a long workshop, so we will not have a lecture next Sunday. So tonight we will have two lectures, and you will have like 10 minutes break between the two lectures. لكن ما فيش workshops الليلة. معلش أجازة النهاردة. نعم. Next time a long workshop. يعني كل فريق هياخد workshop طويل شوية. احنا حبينا نبتدي السمستر ده أو الكورس ده لأن دي أول مرة في الجزء الجديد بتو lectures يعني وبهومورك هنتفق عليه. وبعدين المرة الجاية workshop براحته شوية. لأن كمان المسرح محجوز المرة الجاية غصب عننا مش تبعنا. والحد اللي بعده حد العيد هيبقى أوف لأنه ناس كتيرة مسافرة. فالحد بتاع 25 ده ولا 26 هيبقى أجازة. وبعد كده هنرجع تاني as usual one lecture and then the workshop. يكون الجو كمان اتحسن شوي. So tonight we'll have one lecture and then some questions and then the other lecture and we will pray and at the end. Again, thank God for the safe arrival of the South Africa team. They were like 20 servants and they had many conferences for the first time in our history of evangelist conference for the leadership. One for the kids, one for the youth, and one for villages. So it's a good addition to our work in South Africa. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The first lecture I will speak about Khittat Iblis, the devil's plan. As far as we are going to, you know, attack the thoughts or the delusions of the atheist, خرافات الملحدين, we have to know the plan of the devil. We have to understand the plan of the liar. One of the common names of the shaitan is the liar. And you know, because he's a good liar, he could lie for millions of people all over the world, and this is our main problem or our main fight in our evangelism. It was written by St. Paul, very important verse in his letter to Corinthians, the second letter to Corinthians, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So in our evangelistic course, we have to understand his devices, his lies, his common proclamations or revelations or whatever الأفكار الغلط اللي بتطلع. لازم نبقى فاهمين الخطة إيه بالضبط. عاوز يوصل لإيه. لأننا لا نجهل أفكاره. So we need to know, as missionary workers, as evangelists, what is his plan, the devil? Another verse by St. Peter, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. يبقى الأسد الثائر ده, الزائر, roaring lion, عاوز يلتهم ناس كتير قوي, فهو بيتحرك يمين وشمال ما بيسكتش أبدا. But this is our first lecture in this course to understand the plan of the devil. Another important verse by St. John. So we had one verse by St. Paul, the second by St. Peter, and this one by St. John in his first epistle. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. العالم وضع في الشرير. So we need to remind ourselves that this world we are living in is not a holistic world. It's not the world of God. Actually, it's a world of devil. يعني الدنيا دي الشيطان هو صاحبها لغاية دلوقتي. فلازم ده يبقى في تفكيرنا واحنا بنلف العالم، انه طبيعي الفكر الشيطاني مأثر على اغلب الناس. In different ways the devil you know يعني affected most of the mind of the people on earth. Another important verse made by the Lord himself, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. Please remind yourself with this rule. It's kind of a rule. In this world, men loved darkness than light. Can we say it together? Men love darkness rather than light. Say it again, please. Men love darkness rather than light. It's important to remind myself while preaching the Word of God that many will not accept the Word of God because they prefer darkness. They like to stay in darkness. They avoid the light of the Lord Himself. They believe living in darkness is much easier, is much pleasurable than living in the light of the world. Because their deeds were evil. So because their deeds are evil, they do not like to go following the light of the Lord. It's important, these ideas are very important while conquering the ideas of atheism or whatever world views around pantheism or whatever. The first project, let's put it like projects of devil. الشيطان عامل مشاريع في العالم. والحقيقة he is the best business يعني، بس مش businessman يعني، صار في businessman، business spirit. إنما هو عامل مشاريع ناجحة جدا. So the project of money. Money is the goal. The first idea I'm talking about in the devil's plan is to proclaim the idea is money is the goal for life. Money is the master. Money is God. Money is the most important thing in our life. And you can see that more than half of the population living on earth are following this religion, if we can put it, or this idea that money is the main target in life. That's why the Lord said, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So God put it in a clear way, we can never live as God's people and looking after money all the time and thinking of making money all the time. We can never do both. We should choose all through our life to follow God or to follow money. No one can serve two masters. So most of the people prefer to serve money. And look to the word of the Lord, serving money. So it's not money serving man. This is, you know, the original. This is how it should be. But, you know, people serving money. And this is the life of most of the people around. Another important verse in this, by St. Paul, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare. سنير الفخ، شبكة السنير دي اللي ساعات الحيوانات بتقع فيها يعني. And into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. So although money is the main goal of most of the people, but actually we find out mostly that this money lust or this money idea is destructive to the people. And you can look around and see people running after money and they lose everything before they leave this earth. يريدون أن يكونوا أغنياء. يريدون خلي بالكم عاوزين يوصلوا للغنى. So this is the goal of life. يعملوا في نفسهم كل البلاوي دي. And this is the main project of devil. And you can see clearly also, and this project was and is successful. أنا أقصد يعني للأسف المشروع ده كان وما زال ناجح. يعني في ناس كتيرة قوي عاشت حياتها تعبد الفلوس وما زال أغلب العالم بيعبد الفلوس. When you go anywhere in the world, when you go into any of the airports, you can see how the authority of money, the dollar قد إيه قوي, اليورو قد إيه قوي. This is the language of people. This is the god of man nowadays. The second project, the project of worshipping the body. This is the devil plan again. خطة الشيطان. لو لقاك تحب الفلوس كده جابك. طب انت مش غاوي فلوس؟ لا معلش, غاوي اكل, غاوي نوم, غاوي شهوات. So this is the second project by which he can overcome millions, other millions of people. And it was written clearly, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. If you live according to the flesh means you are following what the flesh asks you to do. Flesh desires means you are worshipping your body and your needs. If you go in life this way, you are just obeying your needs, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So either you live spiritually or you live physically. If you live in a physical way, in a fleshy way, this means that you are not more than an animal. And again, millions of people are living this life, animal-like. So God created man Christ-like, but the devil made man animal-like. You got the idea? So most of the people are living in this way. And we cannot get out of this worshipping body unless we follow the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God will make a new way of life, following the Spirit, aiming at Christ-likeness. In this way, we can overcome our flesh desires. Again, St. Paul wrote once, in the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus. What advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And this is the rule of millions. You know, this is the theme of life for many people living around. That's, let's enjoy eating and drinking in all ways, we are going to die. So because they cannot see the future life, the eternal life, they cannot see except this life, so let's spend it eating and drinking. And again, this philosophy, simple philosophy, affects the minds of men. The third project of devil. So the business spirit of devil is making great projects, international projects all over the world. Money is the goal, body is the goal, and the third project, who is the greatest? This is another project, you know. Another idea, I mean by the project, is an idea which overpower the mind of man. Take all the abilities of man. They follow this one all their life. So this is the third project, the common third project of devil. Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them." So the Lord himself is explaining to us this is the rule of life for most of the people living on earth. The rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. Those who are great exercise authority over them. So many people are dreaming of exercising authority, are living their life to achieve this, to be authorized to push people in whatever way they like. So this is kind of desire which also affect the mind of many. That's why when the Lord was judged, he said, they said, they cried out, "Away with him, Oslobo, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" Actually, they did not accept the word king for the Lord himself, because they do not love a king of a spirit, a king of an eternal life, a king of the kingdom of heaven. They love the king of this earth, the powerful king, the king on the throne, the Caesar king. So they chose this way. And this is again one of the greatest projects of devil. The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." تخيلوا لما رئيس الكهنة ولا رؤساء الكهنة يقولوا ملناش ملك إلا قيصر. وما ربنا فين؟ ده انتوا بتوع كهن، ده انتوا يعني شغلتكم ربنا. فإلى هذه الدرجة الواحد يوصل. وطبعا دول ماشيين الدنيا كلها ماشية وراه. Another project of the devil, the project of family destruction. While I was in the United States 1 month ago, I was busy with this idea. Actually, I was reading a very nice book after James Dobson of this idea. Family destruction is one of the specific goals of devil nowadays. He is trying to destruct family all over the world by, you know, the pride of people, by money problems, by the homosexuality problems. But in all cases, he loves to destruct the family program of God, because family project is God's project. So destruction of the family project is one of the goals of the devil. فهميني ولا صعب الكلام؟ يعني فكرة انه يكسر العيلة دي فكرة مهمة قوي عند الشيطان في العالم كله. وعشان كده النهاردة, nowadays I want to tell you a bad news that they are studying in the United States to change الدستور بتاعهم, to change the definition of a family. With the power of the homosexuals and other denominations or religions, pagans, and بيحاولوا يغيروا تعريف العيلة. مفيش حاجة اسمها عيلة راجل وست وطفل. لا, ليه ما يبقاش راجل وراجل؟ ليه ما يبقاش؟ عاوزين يكتبوها في الدستور. فالموضوع بقى صعب قوي. So the devil started with the idea of anti-marriage, and this was the story of like 30 years ago. It started in Europe and then in America and Australia, that people do not think of the importance of marriage. They don't think marriage is good for anyone. Why don't you live in a free life? You live your freedom, enjoy whatever relations, but don't put yourself under the coverage of marriage. Okay? It started like this, and nowadays we can see having a family is not more than 10-20% in most of the Western countries. So you can see how destructive this project affected the mind of people. And then this big project of family destruction reached another corner, which is radical feminist. The role of female in the society went through many processes, and nowadays females are not anymore feminine, are not anymore as God God created them. They think of having all the authority on men, and they are losing the character of a female, and this is also devil's plan to change the criteria of male and female, to change the system of the marital relationship, to change the family plan of God Himself, so to destruct humanity. Another step happened with this project of family destruction is the single parent project. This single parent problem, you know, you can see millions of cases all over the world that they had some relationship and they got a child, and the child is living with one parent. So there is no more father and mother. This idea is very old. Now most of the children are grown up with a single parent. So there are millions of books nowadays speaking about how to be a good single parent, how to parent this child, and this, you know, is another problem away from God's plan. Because any child will need the love of a father and the love of a mother, unless very few cases lost their father or mother. But to be the program, the project itself is single parent pattern. This is away from God's plan. Another way devil tried to destroy family by the polygamy. In many other countries which still believe in a way in marital relationships, they allowed more than one wife. Polygamy having many wives, so it's another way to destroy the idea of a family, because having many wives and many children usually will end up with fight between the wives and the children, and it's not a real healthy family. The healthy created family was Adam and Eve. So this pattern is not anymore common. It's more common in Africa and some of the Asian countries, the polygamy, and most of the Western countries there are no families. Another way to destroy family, by the same-sex marriage. It's not anymore same-sex relation. Now it's same-sex marriage. In order to put it like a rule, everyone should believe in this, should respect this, and they are trying to get their human rights in a, you know, very aggressive way nowadays, and they are fighting against all the churches, against the Bible, because they accuse the Bible of offending them. بيقولوا الإنجيل شتمنا، الإنجيل ظلمنا، يبقى الإنجيل غلط والكنائس غلط وما فيش ربنا وإحنا الصح. بتوصل لكده، بيعملوا مظاهرات وبيخوفوا الكونغرس يعني القصة وسعت قوي، وكل ده طبعا devil's plan in order to destroy the family, because the family was the unit of humanity. وحدة البشرية هي الفاميلي. This is the normal, the norm, the usual, the common, God's creation. But in order to destroy the system, devil's plan was attacking the idea of the family. Another project of the devil is easy adultery. And also it started like 70 years ago. You know, if you watch any of the old movies, لما تشوف فيلم قديم انجليزي تلاقي فيه فكرة العيلة وفكرة الاخلاق. So it's not more than 60 to 70 years ago. It was there, like our culture, the Christian European countries and American countries were respecting very much this kind of holistic family life, and nobody is allowing this kind of adultery. ما كانش حد يقبل أبدا أن حد من عياله dating يعني يعيش مع حد قبل الجواز. And I had seen it in many of the old movies that the father is saying after marriage, no relation before marriage. And it was, you know, in the old movies. Now if you look if you watch, I'm not recommending to watch any of the new movies, but you can see that it was the rule. It's now the rule, having relationships without marriage. This is, you know, kind of normal now. So this is the project of Iblis. خطة الشيطان انه خلاص العالم دلوقتي ما بقاش بيفكر في حاجة اسمها زنا. زنا is كلمة غريبة عنده. لانه خلاص الطبيعي, طبيعي اللي عند ربنا ما بقاش طبيعي, والطبيعي بتاع الشيطان هو اللي بقى طبيعي. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ This is the devil's plan. Pornography is another way of destroying the family. And if you ask any of the counselors, they will tell you pornography one of the major destructive way for the family. Nowadays, those who are addicting pornography, enjoying seeing movies of sexual relationships, usually they stop their marital relationship and they quit marriage. Sex addiction, under the title of free will, they destroy the pattern of a family and a holistic physical relationship between man and wife. And also sex deviations, all kinds of sexual deviations. It's not one pattern, you know, it's what we call perversions. Perversions, يعني خروج عن الطبيعي, يعني perversions. Another project by the devil is the project of merciful killing. This is another idea very common nowadays in the Western countries. You know, in this lecture I'm just telling you how the people of the Western country are thinking and what are the thoughts that fill their minds with the power of devil. لأننا لا نجهل أفكاره, ده اللي بولس قاله. عايزين نفهم بيفكروا إزاي, الشيطان خلاهم يفكروا إزاي, وليه بنقول عليه الشيطان؟ لأنه كل ده عكس اللي قاله المسيح, عكس اللي عمله ربنا. The merciful killing started also 50 or 60 years ago by the idea, the problem of abortion. Abortion was prohibited even in the Western countries and everywhere. بالقانون كان ممنوع حد يعمل abortion. Nowadays, no. In most of the countries of the world, abortion is just by the will of a mother. The mother is like 16 years old or 50 years old. If she wants to abort her child, it's her free will. So this kind of killing human being is very accepted nowadays. It's accepted in the communities. Another problem, what we call the euthanasia. Euthanasia means let's kill this man because he is suffering. Why do you give him some more time to suffer more? So this idea, and it has many, كان لها يعني قضايا, قضايا حقيقية في المحاكم. Can we kill someone because he is suffering? طبعا it stands against all beliefs, because they do not believe in miracles, they do not believe in the will of God, they do not believe in this kind of suffering may help him to repent. All these spiritual ideas are nonsense to them. So just get rid of this one because he is not any more productive, you know. So he is kind of a burden on the community. And it goes more and more to an idea of killing any crippled one, the retarded one. So why don't we get rid of them? شايفين السكة ماشية ازاي؟ هنقتل الأطفال, نقتل المعوقين, نقتل المتألمين. ما الشيطان قتالا للناس, شغلته يعمل كده. فالناس تموت بعض وتحت شعارات مش يعني عشان نريحه, عشان نريح الباقيين. واخدين بالكم؟ He the good liar actually. واحد يعني معجب بالشيطان من كتر ما هو كذاب, يعني لئيم فعلا, بيعرف يضحك على الناس. Another project, I'm going to finish in few minutes. The project of science and logic. Again, I'm telling you how the ideas of or the delusions of atheists organized nowadays. became very common and very sensible to everyone, and actually it's all nonsense. The projects of science and logic, these days are the days of science and logic, by the way. For the Western countries, the main, let's put it this way, idol of the Western countries, إله العالم الغربي, science nowadays, logic. They believe in their mind, they believe in science. Although science is always changing, but still they believe in it. So they have a very weak point from the start that this science is not, you know, مستمر, يعني مش حاجة ثابتة. How can I follow something which is always changing? And today I'm saying something, and tomorrow I will tell you that what I was saying is completely rubbish. This is science, but they have to follow them. The Church of Science, I had seen many churches, big churches in the whole world, with the title Church of Science or Scientology. So they, you know, they are proud of worshipping science. It started with the idea evolution a few years ago, and they defended evolution, although evolution is not more than a theory, and it is full of defects, of scientific deviations. But still, as far as it stands against the Bible or against faith, so let's go with it. So it started with evolution, but nowadays they say that there is no spirit. If you talk to any atheist and you just mention the spirit, he will tell you, wait a minute, why do you say spirit? Just show me the spirit. There is nothing called the spirit. There is kind of mind and cells and physical body and full stop. There is no spirit. That's why there is no other life. That's why there is no God. Because we cannot see the other life or the spirit or God. That's the way they think, and they are proud of this. Also, it has some to do with philosophy, and also it's very much related to politics and economy, you know? Because usually having some sort of religion, of moral ethics, this will limit the extension of many business, you know? But when you shut off any kind of morality, religions, now you can buy whatever in the world, you can help politics killing الشعوب تموت بعض, يبيعوا مخدرات, يبيعوا أسلحة, كله يشتغل بقى, بدل ما عادش في حاجة اسمها ربنا. Another project of devil, I think you will be astonished that the human rights is one of the projects of devil. Believe it or not, that although human rights started 100 years ago from and through the Bible, it's very Christian originally. Human rights are the rights of human being created by God, so they should respect each other. They have the right to live freely. They have the right to eat and drink and having good health. This kind of rights, which were very much biblical, يعني human rights أساساً مشروع مسيحي. ده اللي خلى المسيحية ضد العبيد وضد discrimination, العنصرية. كل ده out of human rights, out of Christianity. Nowadays human rights stands against Christianity. ليه؟ لأنه this kind of liberalism, what they call liberalism, is kind of secular religion which ignore the presence of God, the existence of God, and say man is free to do whatever. And by this, you know, unlimited ideas, it's not anymore human rights. And you can see clearly the Western countries who usually defend the human rights are the most common ones to destroy human rights. يعني بصوا في أمريكا ولا لما تقروا بقى السياسة ماشية ازاي والإيكونومي ماشي ازاي تلاقي الحقيقة انه بشكل واضح وصريح اول ناس بيكسروا الهيومن رايتس، انما هما بيتكلموا عن هيومن رايتس مع بعض، لكن لازم يفضل الفقير في العالم فقير عشان هم يعرفوا يعيشوا. فطبعا مفيش حاجه اسمها هيومن رايتس، لو قلت هيومن رايتس يبقى مفيش فقير وغني مفروض وتدي له حريته، انما هم البوليتكس كلها شغاله، مفيش حاجه اسمها يبقى الشعب اللي قصادك حر، امال انا هستغله ازاي لو كان حر؟ فاهمين ازاي؟ فهم بس بيغنوا اغنيه الهيومن رايتس، لكن في الاخر دي بضاعه بتتباع. They say that we have to have some morals, but with no book, with no God, with no church, with no mosque. We need to have some morals. Okay, let's respect each other, but we need not to have a God. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ دي البضاعة الجديدة اللي ماشية في الهيومن رايتس. So, you know, for those who still crying out to the Lord saying, Ya Rab, blessed. Blessed are those who still believe in God. Blessed are those who cry out for God, where are you in this dilemma? And when you cry out to God, they will ask you why you do this and how long you will keep praying. I met one good woman in Texas after a lecture. She told me, Abuna, عاوز أقول لك حاجة. كل يوم لما بقرأ الإجبية بيجي واحد أمريكاني المدير بتاعي يتريق عليا ويضحك يقول God please answer me، ويبص لها ويضحك. يعني يا متخلفة لسه ماسكة كتاب وبتكلمي ربنا؟ شوفوا قد إيه البريشر بقى موجود، وده في أمريكا اللي كانت أوريجينالي بلد مسيحية. إنما المسيحي دلوقتي بيمشي غريب بجد، غريب ومضغوط. اللي في الكلية بيقول انه لسه بيقرأ الانجيل بيمسكوه يعني يغسلوه كلهم الاساتذة والطلبة. حاجة بقت تخوف، البرسيكيوشن مش عندنا بس، لا في كل حتة. الاضطهاد ده في كل حتة، لانه this is devil's plan، دي خطة ابليس. هنا اشتغل علينا بطريقة وهناك اشتغل بطريقة تانية، في الاخر يبقى كله تعبان واللي بيقول يا رب خسران. بما دي هي كلها يعني صلوات الواحد ممكن يفكر فيها ويصرخ لربنا. Glory to God. آمين.